So I moved to South Korea in 2008 to teach English as a second language. And one of the things you have to do when you move there to get your work visa is you have to get a health examination. And if you don't pass, they will deport you. And I passed. So I got to hang out. And I'm just letting you know because it is a serious thing that they actually do. So I get there on a weekend, and I basically get to my apartment. I unpack. I'm just trying to get my apartment set up and everything, walking around. And it's very exciting. But I also have anxiety. I have social anxiety and general anxiety. So you can imagine this is very anxiety-inducing. It's new sights, smells, tastes, sounds. And I'm not sleeping correctly and everything because of the time zone. Monday rolls around. My boss picks me up in my apartment building along with my coworker. And she's taking us to the hospital so we can do our health examination. And my coworker, her name is Tamara, and we're in a similar situation. She got there a week before me. We don't speak Korean. We've never been to Korea, and we never taught, right? So now we're going on an adventure together, whether she likes it or not, okay? So we get to the hospital. It's nice. It's new. We go walking through this big atrium. We get to the end. We go to the thing down the hall. We walk into the waiting room. When you go into the waiting room, it's a bunch of chairs kind of like this, and they're all kind of facing you. Because up on the wall behind you is two TVs, one with the news and one with stuff about, like, you know, your doctor's ready, patient number, whatever, whatever. And then there's a row of kind of like little stations, and each station has a cute young nurse. So me and my boss and my coworker walk up to cute nurse number one, and my boss is talking to her in Korean, and then she gives my boss the paperwork for me and Tamara. And this is when things start to go sideways, because this is when it dawns on me that I'm not going to like meet a doctor and get a health examination. I'm going to get a health examination with my coworker standing next to me and my new boss translating the entire interaction. Did I mention I have social anxiety? Right? So we work our way around all of them, and we finally get down, like it's your weight, your height, and everything else. And we get to cute young nurse number 7. And some of you people might not like the fact that I'm calling him cute young nurse when I could just be calling him nurse because I'm just some old creepy guy, right? But at the time, I was 27, so in my defense, I was just a creepy guy. But really, I'm just doing this to paint a picture. The picture is this. Like, if these were, like, 50-year-old guys, my anxiety would be, like, a 6. But I'm a 20-something. There's these girls in their 20s, so my anxiety is at a 7, right? As in cute young nurse number 7, who gave me a cup, which I have to now go fill with my urine, all right? So I go into the bathroom, and I don't have to pee. I just don't. I know I don't, but I'm trying to talk myself into for whatever reason. And the longer I'm there, the more awkward it gets, because I know I have to leave this thing with an empty cup and go to my nurse and have my boss translate why I do not have pee in my cup. So I take a deep breath. I walk out of the bathroom. I go out. I get my nurse and my boss, who are now sitting there having a conversation about my bladder. And it turns out it's not the biggest deal because we got to do a bunch of other things in the hospital. So they're going to come back. They're like, come back at the end and then you could go pee in a cup. We're like, great. So we're sitting there waiting for our numbers to be called. And I'm talking to Tamara, doing icebreaker. Where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. It's going okay. And cute young nurse number 7 starts talking to my boss from about 10 feet away. So anybody within an earshot can hear this conversation. And then my boss turns around and cuts me off and says, Tamara, are you on your period? Right, exactly. That's the sound I made, right? I was like, ugh. I like choked on my own spit, right? And so anyways, now my anxiety is at an 8, okay? Our numbers get called. Our boss is dragging us around the hospital to all these different doctors, and it's daunting because everything, we go into this doctor's room, and what it is this. They pull a curtain, and it's me and my boss and the doctor, and then Tamara's on the other side of the curtain. And then we just rotate, right? So we go to the first doctor, and he's got me, like, bending over. Another doctor, he's got my shirt off. Another doctor's got his fingers down my throat. It was like going to a gay orgy with none of the fun, right? So that's all done, right? And time has passed, and we're taking the elevator down, and I'm emotionally exhausted at this point, right? And my boss says, Robert, now you have to go pee. And I'm like, I really just don't need to go to the bathroom right now. I'm sorry. Can we just come back and do this another time? And my boss says, no. So we sit in the atrium, and it's me and my boss, who is not in a good mood because she just wants to get back to the school. And my coworker sitting next to me, who is not in a good mood because, as we all now know, she's on her period. And I'm sitting there, just my brain is racing, and I'm just thinking, like, I've made a mistake. Like, I should not have come to Korea. And the second I finish work tonight, I'm packing up and I'm going home. About 10 minutes of awkward silence goes by, and my boss says, "Robert, you need to go pee now." And I say, "Okay." So I walk down the hallway into the waiting room, and I see cute young nurse number one. And this is where I kind of get stopped in my tracks, because I realize, oh, I don't speak Korean, she doesn't speak English, and my translator is annoyed with me and sitting in the atrium. So now I have to tell this girl that I need to pee in a cup, right? And the second this comes over me as a realization, I just start to flop sweat. Like, there is sweat within seconds dripping off the tip of my nose like I just ran a marathon, right? And I walk up to her, and I'm like, drip, drip, drop. And I turn around, and I point at the bathroom, and nurse number seven sees me and recognizes me and waves me over, because of course she recognizes me, right? Like, in my head, I'm thinking, they see 1,000 patients a day. They're not going to remember this dum-dum from an hour ago who couldn't pee in a cup, right? But from their point of view, I'm an overweight white guy. Like, in South Korea, I stand out in a crowd, you know? So nurse number seven sees me. She's like, "Oh, there's Round Eye. Come on, Round Eye. Let's go. We got you. I got your cup right here for you." So I rush over. She hands me the cup. And I go into the bathroom, and I'm about to have a panic attack. And here's the thing with anxiety issues. They don't make sense. Like, it's not proportionate to what's actually going on. Like, this, I just can't pee in a cup. And I'm gasping for oxygen. My heart's pounding. Like, the only person to be panicked this much is, like, I don't know, like an American journalist who's doing some undercover reporting in Iran and gets arrested by the police or something. Like, in that situation, if you're some situation like that, like, you should be panicking like I am panicking. All I have to do is pee in a cup. So I'm sitting there, and I'm just, you know, a thought pops into my head before I collapse onto the floor of this bathroom. And the thought is this: like, there's never a good time to have a panic attack. However, there is a best time to have a panic attack, and that's when you're in a hospital, you know? So a wave of calm comes over me, and I'm able to find some relief. And I'm able to relieve myself into the cup. Crisis averted, ... or so I thought. So I kind of make myself whatever and then go over the sink and make myself presentable. I put the lid on really tight, God forbid. And I take a deep breath, and I swear to God this happened. I open the door, and I step out of the bathroom with my cup of pee. And as if on cue, as if they trained this in nursing school, all of the nurses simultaneously seeing me with my cup of pee start to clap and applaud my cup of pee. And I freeze. My body goes cold, except for my hand, which is only a warm cup of pee. And I don't know what to do. Because not only are these nurses clapping, but this is a room of people waiting to see doctors. And now they're wondering, why are these nurses clapping? And they turn around to see me standing there with my cup of pee, and the nurses are clapping. And now I'm having an out-of-body experience. Nothing I am doing is what I'm thinking about. It's not a conscious thought. It is just like lizard brain survival tactics, right? And I don't know what to do, and I look at them, and for whatever reason, I do the one thing that I've picked up on in the last 48 hours. Holding my cup of pee, I look at the entire room of Koreans, and I bow. Right, like the world's worst magician. Rabbit out of a hat? No. Cup of bodily fluid. Here you go. Ta-da! And they, as culturally as appropriately, they bow back. And then I walk over to cute young nurse number seven, and I don't know why I said this, and thank God I said it in a language she didn't understand, because if I said it in some language she understood, I would not be here today, because I would have died of embarrassment. I hand her my cup of pee, and I look her in the eyes, and I say, "I am not on my period." Thank you.